See, we're forms of consciousness. We're born as forms of consciousness. We're really forms of consciousness in a human body. And God is a form of consciousness without a physical body, but is the expanse of the universe. So we each have part of this consciousness of God within us. And what we have to do is that even though we're in a physical body, we have to have a relationship with the higher consciousness. We have to use our consciousness to connect to the higher consciousness. We don't deny our physical body. We have to take care of the physical body because that's the only container we have for the consciousness of God. Each one of us is like a little DNA part of God. So we have to understand that we're simply these forms of consciousness, and God has formed us as unique beings, each one of us, totally unique, so that we can be in relationship with God. It's amazing, isn't it? That we're made as smaller forms of consciousness, and we couldn't possibly know all that God knows because we're restrained by these bodies. We can't go out into space unless we're in a spaceship, but we can't normally see to the other side of the world. We can't expand our brain to, you know, to understand everything that's going on, or all knowledge or all information, because God has that. God is that kind of consciousness, and we're physical containers with our limited consciousness. And the whole point is that we are learning from the higher consciousness to be in relationship with God's consciousness, and so we're not so limited as physical beings. We can start to transcend into a clear awareness of what God is able to show us. We can't know everything God knows, because obviously God is way beyond us in that. But we can start to understand the relationship of one thing to another, of how we affect people, how we can interact with people in the way that's beneficial for us and beneficial for the other people too.